You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Steve Gira, Father Gary Hogan, and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
Okay, today we celebrate probably one of the most unusual days of the church if we go back in time, and probably one of the most confusing times ever. If I could ever go back in time and see the early church or the way the things got going around this day and these few next few days would be the day, because you have to wonder what the disciples thought. And if we kind of go with them, we kind of can understand their thinking, because they have just seen their Savior crucified and buried. All right. Now, they're kind of thinking things over. Says, now what do we do? This guy who we thought was going to be also great, the king, has now gone on us. And now what do we do? We kind of put our life in his hands for the last 3 years, and we've had some good times. We have also had some spooky times of people trying to beat us up and people trying to kill Jesus before. But overall, this man has really changed our lives, and now it's a shame it's over. We've got to go back to fishing and find another job, if you will. And I'm sure that's what they were thinking. That's what we would be thinking, all of us. And then they said, well, you know, he said some good things and he did some good things. Too bad he just couldn't stick around for a little while longer. Until now we've got this situation, which is spooky in of itself. It's not a nice situation what we see here with Mary Magdalene coming to the tomb. Because, let's face it, if you go to a cemetery and the grave is open, then we're going to think that some foul play has been going on. And we think, who has done this? And we would be outraged and kind of horrified at the same time about what's going on. And this is exactly probably what Mary Magdalene is doing. So she runs to Simon Peter and John. Now Simon and Peter run back. Simon Peter runs back and John runs back, and they both peer in. And now, here comes the hard part. And this is the spooky part for us Christians for today. This is Easter. And you know what? This means that maybe, just maybe, this Christianity thing just might work. You know, Jesus, when he taught and said these things, you know what? This really could be something going on here. And now we celebrate the resurrection of Christ, which means that everything that he did say and everything that he did teach us is now justified. It makes all the difference in the world. If Jesus wasn't risen from the dead, he's just a nice, good man who said some real pretty things. You can put him in a gift card and send them off, and it's real nice and kind of warm, fuzzy feelings. And then we just move on with life. Now, the resurrection calls us all into judgment. We are now being judged by the actions of Christ. This Easter reminds us that we have to follow what Christ says. Because you know what? Death is not the end. It is not the end. And that's the good news. The hard news is we got to listen to Jesus. So, we got to take a deep breath on this Easter day. We celebrate that Jesus is risen, but then at the same time, we have to take stock of our own life and look and say, all right now. What was that teaching again? How are we supposed to act? What am I supposed to do? It's really quite simple. We love one another, then love God. But what does that mean again? Okay, here it comes. It means you got to forgive one another and say, oh, you know, okay, all right, we got to do that. That's hard. So, and this is not easy, by the way. If we come in here into this church and say that we're Christian, and then we walk outside, we should break a sweat of trying just to be nice during the day. And that is exactly what we are called to be. So it's, okay, I got to forgive one another. I got to show some compassion. It means we have to sacrifice ourselves. Well, what does that mean? It means that we give up our time. We've got the day planned out. We all want to do things we want to do. It may mean that you have to put all of that down and take care of this person whom you may not even like in the first place. But nonetheless, we are called to help one another, and it may mean, just maybe, that we sacrifice our own time and effort to help this person whom we may not know, or if we do know, we may not like, but nonetheless, we do it. And why? It all depends on the resurrection. The reason that we do everything and the reason that we sacrifice ourselves and try to be good is because of today. If we did not have today, then nothing makes sense that Jesus said. But because of today, it makes all the difference in the world. And so for us then, as Christians, we're going to have to kind of run from the tomb just as Mary Magdalene did. And in another reading, half terrified and half overjoyed. Terrified that, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to change. But half overjoyed, saying, all right, you know what? If I do follow this plan, wonderful things are going to happen. I'm going to become a better person. The world is going to become a better place. And the love of Christ will come about because of the resurrection.